Let's go to video 35. And this one we're going to be talking about cause and effect. A cause is something that you're doing, and then the effect is what happens after that cause. So let's say that I'm walking and I trip. That's the cause. I trip. But what's the effect? I fell down and hurt myself. So that's the cause and the effect. So while you're reading, what is happening and why? A cause, why did something happen? And effect, what happens after the cause? So, cause and effect. While you're reading, what is happening and why? Example, the small gnome was broken by the boys playing football in the backyard. So what caused the gnome to break the boys playing football? When the boys were playing football, what happened is the effect. Small gnome was broken. Number two, the children ran to the candy house but were eaten by a witch. The cause. The cause is a witch ate them, and the effect, the children ran to the candy house. Alice Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Okay, this is a wonderful book to read. It fills your head with imagination. I would recommend this book, Alice Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. This is part of a page from that book. So, let's read it. So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies. When suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear, oh dear, I shall be too late." But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of his waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet. For it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit. And either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. And burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it. A cause and effect practice. Use the story on Alice in Wonderland to find the cause and effect. So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies. The cause, she was feeling very sleepy. The effect, getting up and picking up daisies, she didn't want to do that anymore because she was feeling sleepy. So you're going to be doing practice one, choose the cause and effect. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of his waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started Alice started to her feet. Give me the cause and give me the effect. Practice two. She ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it. Give me the cause and the effect.